national research group says the deficiencies, congestion, and lack of safety features on West Virginia's roadways are costing drivers in the state more than $1 billion every year. Governor Jim Justice plans to change that by increasing the funding to the state's road system, but members of the Senate have mixed feelings about whether the new governor's plan can succeed.
This report is alarming. This is terrible news.
Tom Smith is Governor Jim Justice's newly appointed Secretary of the Department of Transportation. His alarm comes from a report released at the Capitol Thursday by TRIP, a national transportation research group based in D.C. The report says each year, West Virginia drivers pay an additional $1.4 billion in vehicle maintenance, the cost of traffic accidents and wasted gasoline and time because of the poor condition of the state's roads. Justice's plan to fix that includes increasing the gasoline tax by 10 cents, raising the fees drivers pay at the Division of Motor Vehicles, and hiking the price of tolls on the turnpike by $1 to create a revenue stream to bond. That bond, which he estimates could be as large as $2.8 billion, will drastically improve the state's economy, according to the new governor.
I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll create 48,000 jobs in our state. 48,000 jobs. It'll complete the network that we have got to do. It will make tourism explode in this state.
Democratic Senator Bob Beach knows a thing or two about the inadequacies of the state's roadways. From Monongalia County, the senator says his constituents in Morgantown deal with congestion on a daily basis, and those in the rural areas struggle with the lack of maintenance. Beach says passage of the governor's proposal will allow West Virginia to focus the money it already has on maintaining roads instead of splitting it with the cost of new construction. That benefits the West Virginians that the TRIP report says are already paying extra as a result of poor road conditions, according to Beach.
My perspective is, if we get this package, the governor's proposal package, passed in its entirety, that allows us to take that fund that we have in place right now that we're trying to do everything with, trying to build new roads and repair them and just general maintenance, that allows us to take that entire fund and focus on the little county routes we have across the state. And we have a lot of them, 36,000 miles of them.
Senate Transportation Chair Greg Boso says parts of the governor's package do appeal to him. He'd like to keep the tolls on the state turnpike and could even agree to raise those tolls if West Virginians are not asked to pay the higher fee. But the other pieces of the proposal, like the gasoline tax, he's less sure about.
We've got to be cautious about that. Why? Because we've got a number of people in the local home communities where they struggle every year, every day, just to make enough money to put gas in the gas tank so they can get to work and do the things they need to do.
Beach says his fellow lawmakers don't have to vote to increase those taxes and fees. They have to vote to allow a bond proposal to be placed on the ballot during the next election.
We're taking that to the consumer. We're allowing the voters to have make a decision in the ultimate outcome of this.
TRIP, the group that wrote the report on West Virginia's roadways, receives funding from manufacturing, labor, construction, and engineering groups from across the country. They were invited to Charleston to present their latest report by the Contractors Association of West Virginia, a lobbying group that works to promote the interests of the construction industry in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.